Well, as investigations continue into the cyber attack on the health service executive, the Minister for Communications, Eamon Ryan, has said a report in the Financial Times today that medical information about patients stolen by the hackers is now being shared online seems to be very credible. In the Doyle this lunchtime, the Labour Party leader Alan Kelly said a local GP contacted him to say that a patient of his was contacted by a medical organisation outside the state regarding a procedure he needed. Mr Kelly said that if this was happening at scale, there is a big problem. Well, let's talk now to Matt Makowski, who's a former member of the Garda's National Cyber Security Team and now a cyber security consultant. A very good afternoon to you, Matt Makowski, and thank you for taking our call. From your experience working here with on Garda Síochána Síochána and your understanding of the challenges posed by these cyber criminals, what would you say is the scale of the operation now facing the HSE in terms of getting services back up and running again and cleaning out their system?
Good afternoon, Brian. Thanks for having me here. I would say there's extensive remediation efforts going on right now, and as normally is with cases of cyber attacks like this, you have to isolate the incidents, you have to clean up the affected systems, take them offline and restore from good backups. The question is regarding, you know, the data that would have been locked and taken hold of, and how would that be restored? Because systems are one thing, but the data, the proprietary information that is put in there is another problem.
This report in the Financial Times of information now being shared on the dark web, pretty plausible according to Eamon Ryan. Is that what you would expect to see?
Yeah, that is a standard thing that happens. So there is a dedicated dark web website that the group set up, and basically they, to increase the pressure on the victim, they would publish some of the information on it, and they would indicate as to what the future steps are going to be. You know, sometimes they don't get to receive the ransom that they expect. And what happens then, they release some of the information and partially maybe increase the ransom, see can the victim pay up. And if they don't pay up, they release the whole lot. It takes up to 7 to 10 days, 2 weeks sometimes.
Where do you stand on this question of a ransom? I mean, is inevitably will a ransom have to be paid if the authorities want to regain access to these systems?
Well, you know, to get the decryptor, that's what they have to do. They have to pay up. The problem is that it's a very complex issue, I would say, and, you know, ethical and legal one as well as a political one. And you know, big question remains as to how well this would be perceived in terms of funding cybercrime. You know, how you could say that the government is paying off cyber criminals abroad and adding to the misery of potential victims, and also showing that the model is working. You know, like agencies like Europol and Interpol might have a database of decrypted ransomware that they can share with the victims. But in the Conti ransomware case, this is, unfortunately, this is not happening. This is a very strong encryption algorithm, and there is no known decryptor for it now. So it's either restore the affected systems, completely rebuild from scratch, or pay to get the decryptor.
Yeah, I think, am I correct in saying that you have been able to view some of this redacted information?
Yes.
I mean, there's some question about whether actually it is what it purports to be. Does it look plausible to you?
I mean, it's hard to say. It was heavily redacted, and I got it. I only seen it from a second-hand source, so I can't say. I was unable to, you know, on the dark web, the dedicated website was down at the time when I was trying to look at it, so I can't be certain. But I mean, it does look like medical information, but because it's heavily redacted, you know, there is a possibility maybe it's from a previous breach, but we just don't know.
Yeah. Now, I understand that you, when you left the Garda cyber unit in 2019, you did prepare a paper which, among others, was submitted to the Department of the Taoiseach, arguing for greater investment in IT infrastructure and cyber security.
Yes, that's correct. So after I parted ways with the Garda Cybercrime Bureau, I, as part of public consultation into the National Cyber Strategy and Security Strategy overall, I submitted a proposal indicating the fact that in 2017, the NHS in the UK suffered a WannaCry ransomware attack, a very similar scenario that happened. And, you know, to be honest with you, I was very disappointed to learn that in 2021, we have the HSE still using, you know, Windows 7, Windows XP machines. Stuff is that's outdated, that the there's so many systems connected that there's the whole network just went down from this attack. I mean, it's a difficult situation, but I know people who are very frustrated and affected by it. And it's just sad, you know, it's sad that at least maybe some of this could have been mitigated previously or avoided in some way, you know.
All right. Well, for now, thank you, Matt Makowski, former member of the Garda's National Cyber Security Team. We appreciate your time this lunchtime.